Gunmen opened fire today at the home of the army commander heading the military offensive against Taliban militants in Pakistan's Swat Valley, sparking a gun battle just hours after a suicide attack at a police checkpoint. As the violence continues in Swat, aid agencies are warning that a funding crisis is jeopardizing attempts to help those who have been forced to flee due to the conflict. We spoke to the senior policy advisor for humanitarian affairs at Oxfam, Michael Bailey. He told us more about the gravity of the situation.
Well, there are two problems. There's not enough money going in from the donor governments, given the scale of the crisis. And secondly, a lot of the money that is allocated is going into sort of common pot run by the United Nations, and it's taking too long for the money to get out of that pot to reach the frontline agencies like Oxfam and Caritas and others who are, you know, trying to deliver vital services and support to people in need. So we want more money, and it has to reach the ground quicker. I mean, to give you an example, in Oxfam, we are planning to provide clean water to about 120,000 people. At the moment, we can reach 50,000 using our own resources, but we can't reach the others because we haven't got the resources. And we've calculated that with Oxfam and maybe another seven or eight major agencies, we've got a collective deficit of about $40+ million. And we can reach a huge number of people if we can get those resources. And right now, we're not getting them.